Hello, hello, hello. Okay, we're here. Technical difficulties with the setup, but we're back. Welcome to another week. Another wonderful Wednesday midnight of the Silica Gel Slop Hour. Back at it again, you know. Some classic stuff coming up, you know, some great stuff. As everyone's used to. Listen to my show, because I have the best show, in my opinion. And we have, what do we have? Well, it's been a great week, you know. A lot of great stuff happened this week. I'm going to chat about it on air. But first, some great news, you know. I don't know whether to mark this as politics or not. And I'll have to fix that accordingly if I do have to. But, you know, it's not American politics. So I don't think I have to. It's Brazilian politics. Some great world news. Lula won in Brazil. Something we've all been hoping for, I would hope. And I'm going to celebrate that by playing some Brazilian classics first. And we got Brasil Pandeiro by Novos Baianos first. You know, classic little upbeat track, one of my favorites, one of my favorite albums ever. Acabou Chorar. Right now, yeah, let's go. I'm just going to go straight into it. I'm not going to ramble anymore. Starting off, Brasil Pandeiro, Novos Baianos, classic, enjoy, it's wonderful. Let's go. And I just realized it's not plugged in, so let me amend that real quick. Okay, here we go.
Chegou a hora dessa gente bronzeada mostrar seu valor.
Eu fui à Penha, fui pedir a padroeira para me ajudar. Salve o morro do Vintém, pendura a saia, eu quero ver.
Eu quero ver o tio Sam tocar pandeiro para o mundo sambar.
O tio Sam está querendo conhecer a nossa batucada.
Anda dizendo que o molho da baiana melhorou seu prato.
Vai entrar no cuscuz, acarajé e abará.
Na Casa Branca já dançou a batucada de ioiô e aiá.
Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros, que nós queremos sambar.
Há quem sambe diferente noutras terras, outra gente um batuque de matar.
Batucada reunir vossos valores, pastorinhas e cantores de expressão que não tem par ao meu Brasil.
Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros que nós queremos sambar. Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros que nós queremos sambar.
Chegou a hora dessa gente bronzeada mostrar seu valor.
E pedi a padroeira para me ajudar.
Salve o morro do Vintém, pendura a saia, eu quero ver.
Eu quero ver o tio Sam tocar pandeiro para o mundo sambar.
O tio Sam está querendo conhecer a nossa batucada.
Anda dizendo que o molho da baiana melhorou seu prato.
Vai entrar no cuscuz, acarajé e amará.
Na Casa Branca já dançou a batucada de ioiô e aiá.
Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros, que nós queremos sambar.
Há quem sambe diferente noutras terras, outra gente um batuque de matar.
Batucada reúne vossos valores, pastorinhas e cantores de expressão que não tem par ao meu Brasil.
Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros que nós queremos sambar. Brasil, esquentai vossos pandeiros, iluminai os terreiros que nós queremos sambar.
Sambar,
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 sambar.
Oh, meu Deus. What a tune, you know. What a tune. Really wonderful that Lula's back. Bolsonaro's gone, you know. A loss for fascism is a win everywhere, you know. As any reasonable person would say. You know, it's not, I mean, you know, Congress is still very heavily conservative in Brazil, if I'm talking about. So, you know. Still question over, you know, what's gonna get done, but, you know, it's good. Good that Bolsonaro's gone, at least, you know. One can be happy about that. Anyways, another big Dan news this week, you know. Finally. Been waiting for it. Waiting for this. A solid 6 years of my life. Five. Solid 5 years of my life, you know, I've been waiting. One of my top, I'd say, like, top five bands ever, top five artists ever. Maybe my favorite, probably not my favorite, but maybe, you know. I'm talking about Ween. I finally saw Ween live. It was phenomenal, really. Everything I could have hoped for from a Ween show, you know. So many classics they didn't play, but, you know, that's to be expected, because they do have so many classics. You can't fit them all in a show. And this is one of my favorite Ween tracks, from my favorite Ween albums, probably favorite Ween album. One of my favorite albums ever. One of my favorite tracks ever, even. They played this first song before Encore, you know. And I went absolutely insane. I was throwing stuff. Oh my god. I'm talking about The Mollusk. The titular track on their 1997 masterpiece, The Mollusk. And I'm going to play The Mollusk right now, because it's a beautiful song. And they did it absolutely phenomenally live. And I got Ween fever right now. Because how can you not? The Mollusk, Ween. Let's go. God, what a tune. What a tune. Little trumpet solo they do. Incredible. I love Ween. I'm going to play more Ween. That was a song. This is another song they played live. Not this next one. You know, it's not one of my favorites. I say that. That sounds like negative, but it's not. I wouldn't put it in my top 20 Ween tracks, but it's amazing. I've been thinking about it. It's been stuck in my head. They played it live. It was fantastic. Just an amazing song, you know, from their 1994 classic Chocolate and Cheese. I'm, of course, talking about Mr. Would You Please Help My Pony. It's a great song. Really, encapsulates everything I love about this little group, because, you know, they're silly with it. They clearly don't take it very seriously, but absolutely some of the greatest music, some of the greatest rock, quote-unquote, rock and roll alternative music you've ever heard in your life. And it's fantastic. So this is Mr. Would You Please Help My Pony. Phenomenal. What more can I say? We're going to go into it right now. Ween, you know, they're like, I saw them live with my good buddy Harrison, who's a big Deadhead, you know, and he pointed out to me the many comparisons he felt between the Ween live culture and the Grateful Dead live culture, and I'm not really a Deadhead myself, you know, I like a lot of it, but, you know, I've never been to a show or anything, you know, and I never thought about it, you know, they were selling, you know, well, I'm saying you know too much, but you know, the whole nitrous balloons, the pure elation, everyone there. You know, the fact that they really could play anything and it's going to be good no matter what. Yeah, it's great. They're like the Grateful Dead if they, like, actually wrote songs and were from Pennsylvania instead of San Francisco. I think that's the best way to describe them. Not really musically, but, you know, like, culture touring-wise. Anyways, I might play more Ween later, but I'm not going to right now. I'm going to move on. Something even more insufferable, not insufferable and pretentious, you know. I say that, but not really. I mean, I'm gonna play King Crimson now. You know, King Crimson gets clumped into like a lot of prog. People call King Crimson prog rock, and I really wouldn't. I find that really an offensive assertion. This is not prog rock, because most prog rock sounds lame and boring, and this sounds really cool. And this is probably my favorite King Crimson song right now. Sorry, I can't speak. Frame by Frame from their best album, Discipline. That's my opinion, and that's a fact. Discipline is their best album, not Court. So I'm going to play Frame by Frame right now because it's a phenomenal track. Just listen to like Robert Fripp's guitar on this, because like this is, I've tried playing this. It's literally impossible. It's impossible to do it longer than like 2 seconds. And he does it for the whole song. It's insane. And I can't talk about it enough. So I'm just going to play it right now. Frame by Frame, King Crimson. Let's go. Let's hear it. Awesome. Sick. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Goddamn. Insane. Insane. What a song. Every time I hear it, I've heard that song, what, like 100 times? Every time I hear it, insane. Anyways. Moving on. Something not contemporary. I was going to say more contemporary. This isn't really contemporary. This came out like 15 years ago. Wow, damn. But yeah, we got Burial right now. Untrue by Burial. This is a classic. Everyone knows it's a classic. Probably the most important, like, electronic album of the past 20 years of the century. The best? I don't know. That's debatable. But, I mean, the most influential, absolutely. Classic, some classic South London dubstep, two-step right here. Everything to say about this album's already been said. So I'm gonna play it. Perfect music for this time of night. For this time of ambiance, you know. So look out the window, or go outside, go for a stroll. On a dark street right now with this plane, and it's beautiful, it's amazing. You know, it's phenomenal. Near Dark, Burial, right now. Please enjoy. I can't take my heart. massive, colossal, colossal tune that is. Cool, blimey. Alright, what we got next? We got Babytron up next. You know, if you've listened to this show before, really, I've probably played Babytron, you know. We love Babytron. Probably one of my favorite rappers out right now. Just because of how goofy and silly he is. I love anyone who's goofy and silly, and also clever with it, you know. Some of these bars that he's coming up with, how does a person come up with this? That's what I'm thinking listening to it. That's why it's so good. And this is from the album he dropped this last week, the third Bin Reaper album, Bin Reaper 3. And I'm going to do the official PSA in a bit, but this is a more important public service announcement. He is finally coming to Boston. January, he is coming to Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's playing the Sinclair. Do not walk. Run to get tickets for Babytron and the Sinclair, you know. Anyways, well, that's PSA's done. On play, little cut off his new record. Tape, rather. Bin Reaper 3, Old Testament. Keeping Old Testament, you know, as he should. Airtron, that's the track. If you know Babytron, you know he loves his basketball references, and this is all that is. It's great, you know. What more can I say? You know Babytron at this point. You should at least. So here's Airtron by Babytron. If it's not your speed, stick around, because, you know, play different stuff, you know. That's what we do, we keep it freeform. But yeah, anyways. Regardless, Airtron, Babytron right now. Please. Enjoy.
I ain't playing basketball, so pull up a...
Hey, old Mark A! Hey, old Mark A!
Playing basketball, but I pull up shoes, son. Feel like Will, if I up the blues, that's a cool hunt. 23 on me in Atlanta, feel like Lou Hood. Star player, lead the crowd packed and the roof jump. Bet I hit a jumper if I see an op today. Ankle breaker getting shifty, they gon' have to stop the play. Kinda hard for you to score, cause you ain't really got a lane. Amari Stoudemire walked up in the hutch to cop the frames. Told bro, let's get a bucket, run a pick and roll. Matter of fact, I think they hit to it, run the give and go. Whole nother book full of plays if they switch the zone. Dream team type shit, the whole team getting go. Any problem, I handle it like Kyrie. $1,000 kicks, give a fan a pair of science knees. Shit talker, play a dirty game, they might find me. Treat the jeweler like a trainer, tell him ice me. Ain't no rim grazes, windmilling like I'm Dominique. SB the franchise, you cannot defeat. Told bro, you passed to me, shit, I'm hot as grease. MVP this season, just watch and see. I was rookie of the year 2019. Call Lil Brody, Tony Allen, he'll take the charge. Dish it out to the wing, I be playing guard. Call a timeout, then put some Waki in my Gatorade. You don't wanna see me ball, what you drinking, haterade? I know you sick, you sitting in the crowd watching players play. Courtside in crypto, finna sit and watch the Lakers game.
Swear to God.
Smoking Scottie Pippen in a pair of mics. If it's up, boy, I'm Gerald Green, heard you scared of heights. Shit, behind the back, Jason Williams. Need a max contract, I'm out here chasing billions. Scam man, I'm out here grabbing bricks like I'm KG. How I'm feeling, I'm the top pick, feel like AD. Hit him from the corner, chop, got reach like KD. Rap star, trying to own a team like I'm Jay-Z. Babytron, you might catch me on the Jumbotron. Whoever standing in the paint is who I'm dunking on. Squad on my back, but it's cool, boy, I'm clutch as bronze. Try and stock the dairy game, you gon' see a couple lives.
Double-double type shit.
Shit, I'm waiting on the mailman right now. Should eject you from the game your whole life off. CJ McCullum, pull up, shooting lights out.
We at the record with...
Bitch, I'm ballin' in the streets like Strip. Catch me out of town traveling, left, right, left. Sick you down on the score and ain't no time left. Best believe it's all a net when I sidestep. Rollie with the nuggets and it feel like Alex English. We gon' still win this ship, I miss half the season. Half court trophy holder, you won't get the chance to see it. Yeah. I won't miss a shot, Stojakovic. If we catch him in his way, we knockin' boy up out of him.
I don't know how he keeps doing it. And I don't mean that in like... you know, ooh, he's so good at rapping sounds. I mean that in a, how does he get away with so many uncleared samples, you know? Like, this is even, you know, like, you know, you've heard Bin Reaper 2, you've heard Half-Blood Prince, you've heard Sith Lord, you've heard The Lost World, you know? He doesn't care about copyright, and that's why it's amazing. He'll just steal the score to some billion-dollar franchise film and rap over it. And make a gimmick track off of it. And that's why he's so good, you know. That's why he's the best. Not the best, but, you know, he's one of the best. I love him. Ypsilanti, Wayne County, Michigan on the map. I gotta appreciate it. I'm not from Michigan. But, you know, it's, you know, rep Michigan, whatever. Anyways, changing it up. We got Flaming Lips right now, you know. I really loved the Flaming Lips when I was, like, 15, you know. And I don't know why I got out of them. Because they're great. This was always my favorite Flaming Lips album. People say it's a soft bulletin. People say it's God, what's the one they did after? I don't even remember. Yoshimi? Yeah, Yoshimi. But it's not that. It's this one. It's Clouds Taste Metallic. This is their best album. I'm not hearing any arguments on this, because it is. It's their best. And this is a third track on it, I think. Placebo Head Wound. This one's great. Have not listened to this album in, like, 4 years. Just, you know, got an inkling for it, you know. Or inkling, or, you know, feeling. I don't know. But anyways, yeah. Placebo Head Wound. Flaming Lips. 1995. I think it's amazing. At least I thought it was amazing. Again, I haven't listened to the song in years. But, you know, I'm going to play it live on air. Try to, you know, get nostalgic with it, you know. But, yeah. Enjoy. They put the distortion on the slide guitar, you know? That's fantastic. I love that. That's so awesome. I forget the name of the guitarist who played on that album, who left after this album. He was fantastic. What a record, you know? 91.5 WFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I realized I forgot I said that in the beginning. I'm supposed to say that in the beginning. But yeah, I gotta do a PSA. Usually, I'll either do the heroin or the latter PSA, but this one popped up on Rivendell, the little PSA system. And I've not vetted this yet. I don't know what this is going to sound like, but I see the title, and this is either going to be horrible, incredibly offensive, or, you know, informational. And that's what we're going to find out right now. If it's older than, like, 10 years, if this PSA was made more than 10 years ago, this is going to be horribly offensive, which, you know, won't be good. But I'm incredibly curious, so we're going to find out live on air right now. Let's hear what this has to say.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that one for no reason. I'm just going to do the heroin one. I like the heroin one. We're going to hear the heroin one. I'm going to try to mix it over another track. Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to play it. We love the heroin one, don't we? Because we don't love heroin. Heroin's bad.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin.
Don't do it.
But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you.
Very true.
Some doses are so strong they kill.
It's unsafe.
Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
That's true. That's why they do it. Don't do heroin. Eat silica gel instead. That's not bad for you. What do we have next? I don't know how, as a Tufts University student, I don't know how I haven't played this track before, you know. It's so fitting, you know. The one I'm talking about, the one that I'm going to play next, you know. It's an Underworld track. It's not Born Slippy. You know, you hear Underworld, you think Born Slippy, and that's understandable. But this isn't Born Slippy, of course. Tufts University student. What's our mascot? Jumbo? It's called Jumbo. The track's called Jumbo. Like our mascot. Like Jumbo, you know. It's perfect. Really, you know, what else can I say? And it's a great track, too. It's a little long. It's like, you know, 6 minutes. Whatever. I think it's perfect. I think it's a perfect little late-night track. Sounds amazing. You know. We're going to hear it now. What more can I say? It's Jumbo. Got to support it. It's Jumbo. Go Scobos. Gobos. Rollbos. Whatever. Let's go. Let's hear it right now. Come on.
There's a little sale on vests at Walmart. $9.
Oh, yeah?
Eight something, yeah. Nice little vest, light.
Thank you.
never fished here. I've caught beautiful fish in Gravenberg.
I never did catch fish.
Oh, look at the fish in Gravenberg. Big chicken tender slab.
Drive boy, dog boy, dude, I'm an angel boy. Not that song, but you know, that's also a classic. Yeah, Love Underworld, great. Ugh, excuse me. But yeah, no, Underworld, awesome, great track. Little Jumbo representation, you know, gotta love Jumbo. Yeah. Anyways, what do we have up next? Ooh, we have this, you know. Not everyone, but you know. People know I'm a big Roxy Music head. I'm a massive Roxy Music freak. Love Brian Ferry. Love Brian Eno. Love them a lot, right? What I love about Roxy Music so much, right? Especially those early Roxy Music records. Everything up to, like, 1975. You know, they're taking, like, these pop sounds. These pop theatrics, you know? And they're transmutating them onto, like, these absolute, incredibly strange written songs that are, you know, and the end product is absolutely amazing. It's phenomenal. Some of the greatest music ever written. For Your Pleasure, you know, top 30 album of all time, at least. I'm not gonna play Rock's music right now. I'm gonna play some Brian Ferry solo stuff, because one, it sounds beautiful, it's lovely, you know, great little pop tune, and it's so great listening to it, because, you know, you hear the pop sensibilities that Brian Ferry clearly had writing all that Rock's music stuff. And he's now using it to just write actual pop songs. And of course it's going to sound amazing. It's just spectacular, you know. I don't know what else I can say. I'm just going to play it, let it speak for itself. Love Brian Ferry. I know he's a Tory. I know he's a bit of a, you know, IRL. Yeah. But, you know, as an entertainer, as a performer, yeah. What can I say? Slave to Love right now. Everyone should know it. I hope everyone knows Slave to Love. And that's what I'm playing right now. 1985. Let's go. Let's have a listen.
Thank you.
God, it's smooth, it's slick, you know, it's beautiful. I'm a very big poptimist, you know. Both a contemporary poptimist and a past poptimist, you know. I think it's beautiful. I don't listen to a lot of pop relatively, but, you know. Well, I do kind of, but, you know, the aesthetics. I love the aesthetics of it, you know. Padding time right now. I'm just going to play another quick Ween song, a very quick one. I didn't play this one live, unfortunately, but it's classic. Bumblebee from their first record. Let's go. Just going to right out of the way. Come on. Yeah, I'm just going to cut it off because I don't think I want to finish the next song. I want to finish my last song. You know, I'm going to start outro. Anyways, whatever. I don't think you need to hear that. I don't think you need to hear the rest of it. Anyways, I'm saying anyways a lot, but whatever. Silica Joe Slop Hour. Another beautiful week, another beautiful Thursday morning. Thank you for tuning in. It's been lovely. Please tune in next week. You know, I'm going to play you out with Kate Bush. Love Kate Bush. She's probably the greatest songwriter, I think, of the past 100 years, in my opinion, you know. People were gatekeeping. A lot of you insufferable lot were whining that her song blew up over the summer. That wasn't the annoying part. The annoying part was people only listened to Running Up That Hill. Completely ignored the rest of the Kate Bush discography, which is unfortunate. It's perfect. All of it's perfect. This is one of my favorite tracks of hers. Get Out of My House, closing track off her 1982 record, The Dreaming. Absolutely phenomenal, spectacular. Might be my favorite album ever. Probably not, but maybe. It's possible. It's up there. Anyways, I'm running out of time. Don't want to go over. Stay tuned for the next show because it's going to be good. And anyways, yeah. Anyways, I'm saying, you know, whatever. Rambling. Let's go. Kate Bush. Bye. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. Yeah. See ya. Bye-bye. I hear the lift descending, I hear it hit the landing, see the house and the cat standing with my
joy, I'm barred and bolted and dark.
Strangers' feet will enter.